Hello. Hello, good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I please have 4 minutes of your time?
Sure.
All right, so now, you do live in the area of Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are a male, of course. Let me continue in English. And are you... there's a name that's coming up here. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Nukilwa? You're not Nukilwa. Nukilwa.
Nukilwa Takwalea, yes.
Oh, you are. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Pronounce it. All right. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Do you believe that things have gone into off the run track?
Going in the right direction?
Things
are starting to improve.
Okay. So you would consider, generally speaking, that it's going in the right direction?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in Indian Community. And I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth so we have on record that you are over the age of 18. What year were you born?
72.
Thank you. 72. Okay, and what is, are you of anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Latino, or Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial, or anything, any other race?
African American.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read your list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. On each of these, please rate them on a scale from 1 to 10. I'm sorry, 1 to 5. A 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Or you can choose any number in between. The first one is, to have more affordable housing options to rent or buy. What number would you give it?
5.
Thank you. More good paying jobs?
5.
Better public transportation options?
4.
Better street and road maintenance?
3.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
2.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
4.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Thank you. Now going on to the next. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the same amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
What are the choices again?
So,
too many or too few?
Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. On each of these, please tell me yes, a yes strongly or a yes somewhat, or a simple no, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one would be restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Yes somewhat or yes strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, strongly.
Okay, thank you. Doctors, offices, and hospitals?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, strongly.
And grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Alrighty. Next, we are 57%, almost done. In your own words, I'm going to be writing this in a small box or typing in. What types of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin, in your own words?
Small businesses, businesses that employ local people, also things that are more towards family entertainment, shops, plazas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Let me just correct one word. Here we go. Okay, next. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or it's not a problem at all?
It's not a problem at all.
Thank you. Now, how much of a problem
affordable.
Is housing? That's this one, I'm starting to read. So how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much is it to cost, buy, or rent a home? Very big problem. Okay, thank you. Okay, now still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. And for these, again, yes strongly, yes somewhat, or simple no, if you'd like to see more of this kind of housing in Levin. The first one is townhouses or attached homes.
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Single-family detached homes.
No, strongly.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Okay, okay, now we're 73%. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home or rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. This will be the last list. This list here, that I'm going to read for each of these. There are some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. On these, tell me whether you oppose or you're in favor of. Of course, there's a strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed. The first one would be change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in all in the same neighborhood.
Yes, strongly.
So, yes, you're in strong favor, right? Okay, you're in
favor.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly in favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly in favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Yes, strongly.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And the last one here is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yes.
Strongly?
Somewhat,
okay. Thank you. Now, these last three questions will be just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Some college or four-year college?
Four-year.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or 100 to 125, or more than 125?
That one.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Nikilwa.
Thank you. Even though you told me in the beginning, it's just that this is to kind of seal the deal that you did help me out with the survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of your night. Take care. You go away.
Okay.
Bye-bye.